You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. You may be going outside and taking in that fresh air today because the Bay Area's air quality is good, and it's been good for a couple of days. But we've had some of the worst air quality in the world this August because of the state's wildfires. And sadly, we've had that record before, like during the Paradise Fire 2 years ago. And we're likely to see more smoky days this fall as the fire season continues. KELW science reporter Marissa Ortega-Welch spoke with Dr. Gina Solomon. She's from UCSF and the Public Health Institute. She asked her, what does breathing in all this smoke year after year mean for our health?
What do you worry about for people in terms of the long-term health effects of all of this smoke?
Some people who are breathing wildfire smoke today are paying a price right away. You see a big spike in emergency room visits and hospitalizations from cardiovascular and lung conditions immediately when air pollution levels go up. Other people are going to be paying the price years and years from now, decades from now, as their lung function declines in a subtle way as they get older. You know, our lung function actually improves year after year until we hit our early 20s, and then starts to decline year after year very slightly as we get older. But the slope of that improvement and the slope of that decline is affected by things like the air that we breathe. For example, there have been studies of children in Los Angeles, and the children who are breathing more polluted air, their lungs don't develop as well. Similarly, if you're in a polluted community, your lung function gets worse year after year in your adulthood. Same kind of thing is probably happening from the wildfire smoke. And on an individual basis, you won't necessarily know. You know, you just won't feel as good. You won't be able to run as far or walk as fast as you age. And that is that's not good news for all of us.
So a lot of us, I think, are now getting used to checking the air quality reports when we wake up in the morning. Yellow, it's not that bad. Red is bad air quality. How should we be interpreting those different colors and those different levels in terms of the long-term health effects?
How worried you should be depends a bit on your underlying risks. If you have asthma or any underlying condition, you want to be much more cautious. But once the air quality turns red, all of us are at risk. And so we all need to be really careful. You may be doing yourself more harm than good going out for a run and breathing in all that bad air. I'm a doctor. I never tell people to cut back on exercising. And here I am telling people, cut back on exercising when the air quality is bad because it's not worth it. One of the slightly positive things in the Bay Area, at least, is that the air quality has been variable. And so I am watching the air quality like a hawk to try to get out during those windows of time when it's safe to do so. Really keep an eye on the air quality. Get out when you can. It is important for mental health and physical health.
Yeah, can I ask a little bit more about how has your behavior changed? Do you go out for a walk, let's say, if it's in the red, if the air quality is in the red, or are you strictly indoors?
I'm a dog owner, so I go out for walks no matter what, but I make them shorter or longer walks depending on what the air quality looks like. I also happen to have just a couple of N95 masks from previous fire years. It's not 100%, but it definitely reduces the exposure. Even a regular surgical mask will slightly cut back the amount of air pollution by an estimated 20 or 30%. And so if the masks that we're wearing to protect ourselves and to reduce risk of COVID do have a slight benefit for air pollution. With bad air quality, you have to try to limit your exposure to the air, but you can't just like climb into a bubble. You don't want to be reckless, though, because you are, at a certain point, you're really gambling with your health.
Well, we're also in a pandemic. How does the smoke and bad air quality affect people that might have COVID?
There were a few studies that have come out that suggest that death rates may be higher from COVID in areas with worse air quality. That's not that surprising, to be honest. I mean, we already know that air pollution worsens both respiratory and cardiovascular conditions, and COVID is linked to both of those. So we're going to have more science on this soon, but it certainly is a concern.
How good is the air quality in the Bay Area when it's not fire season?
The air quality in the Bay Area depends quite a bit on where you live. There are communities in the Bay Area that have real challenges with air quality, and other communities where the air quality is just great. And so we need to think about that. And we need to think about it not only at a broad general county level, but down to a block-by-block level. Because what we've found is in places like West Oakland, for example, you can see hotspots that are just, you know, a few blocks with big disparities because of local pollution sources.
It's not happy news to think that being a Californian is potentially going to impact me later in my life. And I just wonder how you feel about that. And how do you feel about the fact that we could be right back here next October talking about bad air quality again from the fires?
Unfortunately, climate change is not just hitting California. So we may be dealing with the fires right now. And there are a lot of people who I hear about who are trying to leave California, but there's nowhere to run to. Climate change is global. Climate change is going to affect people wherever they live. It's going to hit in one form or another. Right now, you know, in the southern U.S., they're staring down a hurricane that is coming right at them. And so, you know, we are dealing with a situation where you know, we have to pull through this together as a, you know, get our acts together to address climate change and also do what we can to make wherever it is that we live more resilient and more habitable.